This year's Yukon River Quest was long on aches and short on records, but many participants enjoyed it anyway. The 460-mile race goes from Whitehorse to Dawson City in the Yukon. Texans paddling a Voyager canoe beat out solo kayaker Carter Johnson for first place by only seconds as they sprinted for the finish line. It's the Texans' third win, and like many of the racers, they were sore after fighting big waves on Lake LaBarge, a slow river and ferocious thunderstorms. CBC's Dave Croft reports.
Come on, New Jersey!
The Voyager canoe team from Jersey and Britain's Channel Islands took third place overall. They had been vying for first, but Captain Rob Casson says muscle injuries slowed them down and almost forced them out about halfway through, but they decided to carry on. He's glad they did.
I love it. I mean, this is my third time, and I just wish it was a bit closer to home. I'd be here every year.
There were many stories of personal achievement. Ingrid Wilcox of Whitehorse finished her 10th race in the solo kayak class. A good-sized crowd met her at the finish line where she downplayed her achievement.
An hour ahead of last year.
An hour behind what he intended.
Solo kayaker Sean Corrigan of Carmex was 6th overall and the first Yukoner into Dawson City. He damaged a ligament in his left shoulder and spent the last 5 or 6 hours on the river in pain.
Just had a goal and I wasn't going to fail, so just pushed through.
There were 24 scratches in this year's race. Race Marshal Scott Puska says that may be the record. He thinks large waves on Lake LaBarge took a lot out of people early on.
It's a lot more vomiting and just sort of personal suffering that's making them drop out.
Puska says one paddler seemed to disappear in the last day of the race. A search and rescue operation was being prepared when the man arrived on his own just before 3 Sunday morning. CBC News, Dave Croft.